Welcome to My Shamanic Life, at the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded and connected as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. My life and this podcast are totally imperfect. I'll be offering a yoga practice in a few minutes, and you're welcome to unroll your mat and join me. Wherever you're listening today, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever's supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I pulled a card from Colette Baron Reed's Spirit Animal Oracle today, and the card that came up for me was Snake Spirit. And there's lots of different medicines or energies or messages associated with snake. Snake is often seen as transformation and that vital energy, kundalini. But she's got an interesting message, time to heal. And I was wondering what that was about. But before I tell you what she says, I want to tell you something funny about the timing of pulling this card. So while I was waiting for my laptop to reboot to get past some troubles I was having with it this morning, I was messaging with a friend who is a water scientist, does water sample testing and things like that to help our area, the Adirondacks, stay on top of any changes or unsafe conditions in our water. And I really honor the work that she does. I know her well and know that she blesses the water with the work she does. But I was messaging with her because somebody who is associated with her lab is a gentleman who has been studying and working with the rattlesnake population here. And he's a fascinating guy. I've read a lot about him, and I'd really like to meet him because I'm looking for somebody who can give me some instruction on how to best handle wild snakes if I ever get the opportunity to help an injured one. I'm going to leave the rattlers to him, but we have a lot of non-venomous snakes in the area too. And we have gotten calls on our wildlife rescue hotline about snakes that have been injured. I wanted to be prepared because I'm on our reptile and amphibian team for rehabilitation. So I want to learn how I can best work with and safely handle the snakes. So I was messaging her to get his contact information, going back and forth, waiting for my computer to reboot, and pulled that card out in the middle of it. So I thought it was really interesting that not only the snake card, but the message of healing came up with that. And then I went and read what Colette Baron Reed's message was, and I went, oh, this is very relevant for me and for some other people I know in our circle. And the message is, all of us need healing at times, and when snake spirit appears, it's time to repair, renew, and replenish yourself and your vulnerable heart. Self-care and maintenance work are needed so that your vitality can arise. Give yourself the space to nourish your own well-being. And it's asking us to be gentle with ourselves and others, to shed the past, to step into a new way of being, because vitality is rising in us. After a very long, crazy week, by Tuesday night, it felt like it had already been more than a week, very busy on all fronts. I am feeling very blessed that I'm heading into a weekend with nothing extra on the schedule. I love doing trainings, whether they're yoga teacher trainings or shamanic Reiki trainings. And just came off a really beautiful shamanic Reiki master practitioner training with a great group. And I am so proud of all of them and so amazed at how incredibly talented and skilled and open they are to this work. But I also need to recognize that my own energy runs out when I don't take care of myself and when I go, go, go. So I came off of that weekend into 2 days of turtles. Lots of turtles and a couple other creatures that I was just transporting, taking care of temporarily, and really feeling like my energy is just kind of waning. So I am looking forward to a couple of days of calm, although I shouldn't put that out there because when I think there's going to be some calm, that's when the phone rings. And one thing that I recognized in myself this week was that when things get really busy, I tend to neglect my own practices. Monday and Tuesday, I taught yoga, but I did not do my own practice. And it felt really good on Wednesday to get on my mat and practice just for me and do the things that my body needed instead of what other people's bodies needed. I also needed to spend some time in quiet, in meditation. I needed to get out and work in my garden. I did some self-reiki and really just took some time to sit and be, to observe. And it was in that time of sitting and being and observing and just appreciating nature that I realized that one of the practices that is so very meaningful to me and has also been a bit neglected lately is my practice of making offerings to the earth in gratitude for those things that I have. So in our Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook, I'm going to be offering a 10-day, could call it a challenge, but it's more just an invitation to participate with me in different ways of making offerings to the earth. So if you're interested in taking part in that challenge, I invite you to come into the Shamanic Flow Circle. And if you're looking for it, you can always either search for it on Facebook or go onto my website, www.debbiefilp.com. And that web address is always in the episode notes. And in the bottom footer menu, there's a link to that Facebook group and you can follow it from there. So we're going to start on Sunday, June 16th, and it's going to be a very open challenge. My intention is to present 10 different ways that you can make gratitude offerings to the earth. You might have another way that works for you, and I invite you to either try as many different ones that I present that resonate to you and find one that you really like, or use your own, but to commit to 10 days of doing that. Whatever it is, whether it's all 10 or one or your own. Join me in saying thank you to this earth, our home that supports us, that sustains us, that nourishes us, that receives our roots whenever we energetically reach down. Let's move on to our mats, feeling into that snake energy, that healing energy. And of course, we have a pose that honors snake in yoga. Bhujangasana, cobra pose. And there are a number of different ways to approach cobra. I think today we'll work with cobra with the core energy a little more fired up. You can see how that feels for you. So we're going to start our practice today in child's pose. Come down onto your hands and knees. And then sit your hips back onto your heels, lay your upper body over your thighs, drop your forehead to the mat, and bring your hands back by your feet so that your shoulders round forward, curling up into a childlike ball. And set the intention here to feel into the healing energy, the surrender. Recognizing that in order to restore our vitality, we need to first start from a place of rest. Bring your attention to your breath. And simply follow your natural breath in and out through your nose. Noticing. Noticing what's true in your body as you relax into child pose. And gently deepen your breath without straining the body to bring the breath really deep. Just simply invite the breath to work its way a little bit deeper. With your abdomen against your thighs, the expansion you feel will probably be more in your low back. Feel into that. Keep inviting that gradual deepening Take one more round of breath. Walk your hands forward. And when they're under your shoulders, press up off your thighs. Walk your hands a little more forward and stack your shoulders over your wrists and your hips over your knees, coming into table pose. Begin here in table pose with your back flat, gazing down at the floor in front of your fingers. Draw your navel up to your spine just enough to help support the low back in its flat position. Reach your tailbone back and your crown forward. As you take your next breath in, sink your belly way down. Draw your heart forward through your arms and lift your tailbone to the sky. And as you exhale, draw your navel to your spine and round your back. Drop your head and tailbone, but really focus on the navel lifting up into the spine. And then inhale, relax the belly, let it sink down toward the floor, and draw your heart forward. Relax your shoulders down your back. Exhale, round your back, navel to spine. Lifting the dome of the back up toward the ceiling using the navel. And then inhale again, sink your belly down, draw your heart forward. Keep your neck long, ears over the shoulders. Feeling the shoulder blades sink down into the hollow of your back. And then exhale again, round navel to spine, and lift your back toward the ceiling. And again, inhale your heart forward. Lifting your tailbone, roll your shoulders down your back. And as you exhale, round. And then release to a flat back. Reaching out through the crown of your head again. Reaching back through your tailbone. Shift your weight over into your left knee and slide your right foot back until your leg is extended. Curl your toes under and reach your heel back. Find the length down through your side. Keep the right hip down. So the hips are level, and the right pinky toe is either on or approaching the floor. Now shift a little more weight forward into your hands and lift your right toes off the floor until your heel is about level with your hip. Press down into your right hand and float your left arm forward to about shoulder height. Turn your palm in toward your midline. So your thumb is pointing up. Reach out through your fingers as you keep pressing back into your right heel and feel the length, that diagonal length through down through your whole body. We're going to create some movement next. If your shoulders are straining or your balance is affected, put your left hand back down on the floor. As you take your next breath in, create a little bit of that arch in your back, like when we're doing cat rolls. So the right leg is going to come up just a little bit higher, the heart lifts just a little bit, belly sinks, and then as you exhale, draw your navel to your spine, round your back, bend your right knee and left elbow, and bring them together underneath. If your hand is down, bring your knee towards your nose. Inhale, extend all the way out again and go into that little bit of extra extension, heart lifting, leg lifting. Exhale, round your back, navel to your spine to lift that up. Bring your knee to your elbow or your nose underneath. Inhale again, extend out. Get long, lift slightly so the back doesn't strain. Exhale, round, knee to elbow or knee to nose. We're going to do two more. Inhale, extend, lengthen, lift just a little bit higher through the heart. Lift your leg just a little higher. Exhale, round, knee to elbow. And then one more time. Inhale, extend long. Draw the heart up and through. Exhale, navel to spine as you round. Keep your elbow and knee way up off the floor. And then inhale, flatten out again. Come back to that bird dog position with your heel pressing back, your fingers forward. Pause. And then release your left hand down and your right knee down. Take a breath. Notice the energy in your body here. Check your alignment. Wrists under the shoulders, knees under the hips. Shift a little weight into your right knee. Slide your left foot back, curl your toes under, press your heel back. As you're pressing into your heel, roll your left inner thigh toward the ceiling slightly so that your left pinky toe comes a little closer to the floor and the left outer hip drops. Now keep that little bit of rotation in the leg. Shift towards your hands slightly to take the weight out of your left toes and float your leg up until it's hip height. Keep your foot flexed, press your heel back. Get nice and long through the left side. And then pressing your left hand into the floor, float your right arm up to shoulder height. Out in front of you. Keeping your gaze down so your arm is tracking next to your ear, turn your palm in toward the midline. Stretch forward through the right fingers, back through the left heel. Find that length. And then beginning the movement, modifying with your hand down, in which case knee to nose. Otherwise, reach forward, take an inhale, lift a little bit higher. Lift your leg just a little bit higher, and then as you exhale, navel to spine, bend your left elbow and right knee and bring them towards each other underneath. Inhale again. Lengthen. Lift. Lift the heart slightly. Reach. Exhale, navel to spine, round. Bring your elbow and knee towards each other underneath. Inhale again. Lengthen out. Work with the breath here. You don't have to hurry this movement. Exhale, bring your navel to your spine and round. Elbow and knee coming towards each other. Again, inhale, lengthen. Drop the back slightly, but more importantly, lift the heart. Create extension with the muscles. Exhale, draw your navel to your spine. Really lift high so you can bring your elbow and knee together without your foot and hand scraping the ground. Inhale, one more time, lengthen out. Get nice and long, lift the heart slightly, lift the leg slightly, exhale, navel to spine, round, bring your knee and elbow towards each other, and then on your inhale, flatten. Gaze down at the floor in front of your hands, and breathe. Hold. Bring your hand down, bring your knee down. Stay with your breath. Again, noticing what's the energy like in your body right now. Walk your hands forward 6 to 8 inches in front of your shoulders. Curl your toes under. Tilt your tailbone to the sky. Press your hands down and forward. And move fluidly, pressing back towards your thighs and then lift the knees off the floor and come up into a nice, easy down dog. Head between your arms, pedal your heels out a few times, dropping one heel and then the other. You can move into the hips a little bit with that. And then find some stillness. Don't worry about how close your heels are to the floor. The knees can be a little bit bent, especially if you feel strain in your low back or your hamstrings. Feel down into your fingers. Press your fingers down into the floor and reach up and back through your tailbone. And as you lengthen, draw your navel just slightly in towards your spine and up under your ribs so that you're supporting your low back, bringing it into a little bit of a flatter state. Draw your shoulder blades onto the back ribs, and you can get there by gently bending your elbows, just a micro movement, turning the inner creases of the elbows towards your thumbs and lifting your arm bones onto the back ribs, moving the shoulder blades down, anchoring them onto the ribs, stabilizing now the thoracic spine and the lumbar spine. Reach the crown of your head towards your hands, cervical spine, also stable. And then press your hands down, reach your hips up and back. And with this new strength, lengthen. You might find your heels fall down a little bit more. You can move your thigh bones into the backs of your legs a bit and explore that. Take another breath in down dog. Lift your chin slightly, look towards your hands, and step your feet up to your hands so you're hanging in a forward fold. Relax your upper body down over your thighs. Wiggle things out. Wiggle your shoulders. Wiggle your neck. Shake your head a little bit. And walk your hands to the fronts of your shins. And with some bend in your knees, lift your upper body up until you're halfway and parallel to the floor. Now in this half lift position, draw your navel in and up slightly. So you create that same flat back and stabilized lumbar spine that you had in your downward facing dog. Draw your shoulder blades down your back. Draw your ears away from your shoulders and look down at the floor just slightly in front of you so that the whole spine is stable. And so we're creating this opportunity for energy to move from the bottom of the spine up by opening it up, creating this stable channel. Take another breath here. You might feel your hamstrings as you start to lengthen. And that's good. If you're feeling your low back, come down just a little bit or put some more bend into your knees so there's no strain there. Take another breath. And as you exhale, release back down. Nice soft forward fold. Let go. Let go of everything. Now press your feet down into the floor. Keep your knees slightly bent. Turn your tailbone down toward the floor. And think about closing a zipper. Start to hug into your spine and one by one stack your vertebrae, one on top of another, so that it feels like that zipper's closing up the length of your spine all the way up. Chin stays to your chest, shoulders come back, and then finally the ears come up on top of the shoulders, coming back into that nice long line, that nice long channel for the energy to flow. Standing in mountain pose for a moment. Relax your arms by your side so the tops of your shoulders drop down away from your ears. Take a few breaths. Beautiful. Now take a step back with your left foot, maybe about 2 feet, not too far. With your left toes still mostly forward. So imagine you were just walking with really big steps. Square your hips forward, pressing the ball of your right foot down and forward. Draw the right hip back a little bit. And then walk your hands down the front of your right thigh and come down to that halfway position again. So we're going to work a little more intensely into the right hamstrings here. Draw the navel in and up. So the low back is flat. The only hinge is at the hip. Reach your rib cage forward slightly, shoulder blades, settling onto the back ribs, moving down away from the top of the shoulders. Line your ears up with your shoulders so your neck is really long. Reach the crown of your head forward. And breathe into the stretch. If necessary, put a little bit of bend into your right knee and avoid taking it to a locked position. So no hyperextension. Keep deepening into the crease of your right hip, drawing that back, opening up. Breathe into that stretch. And if you'd really like to play here with these hamstrings just a little bit, engage the quadricep muscles in the front of the thigh. Imagine contracting to lift your kneecap up towards your hip. As you contract the quads, the hamstrings will open a little bit because they work in opposition. Take another breath. And then softening your body, walk your hands back up, come back up to standing, and step forward with your left foot. See if anything needs to shake out a little bit, especially the legs, maybe wiggle the hips. And then take your right foot back. Again, we're only going back a couple of feet. We're not going really deep into this. We want to make sure it's balanced so that we can explore what's going on. Now in the left hamstrings, keep your hips square to the front edge of your mat. Bring your hands to your left thigh with a flat back. Hinge from the crease of the hips. Tilt the pelvis forward. Walk your hands down. If your back starts to round, especially at the waist, then you're going too far. Come up a little bit. You don't have to get to parallel to the floor. Draw your left hip back. Press the left foot down and forward. Reach your heart long, but avoid getting into a big arch. Draw the navel in and up. Flatten the low back. Drop the shoulder blades onto the back ribs. Line your ears up with your shoulders. Reach through your crown. Keeping the core engaged. Supporting your upper body here. So you're not taking all the weight in your hands. And then if you'd like to play a little bit deeper into the hamstrings on this side, contract your left quadricep muscles, draw the top of your left kneecap up towards your hip. It's just a little micro movement, but you'll feel those muscles engage. And then from there, you might feel the hamstrings let go, just a micro movement. Take another breath. And then very slowly begin to walk your hands up. Lift your heart. Soften and step forward with your right foot. Again, shake everything out. Now step your feet apart a little bit wider than your shoulders, and you can turn sideways on your mat if you need more room. Turn your toes out into a V. And then bend your knees and make sure that your knees go out over your toes. And if they don't, come up and adjust the angle of your feet until you can get a comfortable bend there without straining. And then coming back to a straight leg position, keeping your feet in that position, drop your tailbone, draw your navel in and up slightly. Lift your ears and drop your shoulders. So you're in that flat back position again with the core engaged. Keep the core engaged like that. And then start to bend your knees out over your toes so your hips come down. You may be able to bring your hips down into line with your knees. More likely you're somewhere before that. Stop when you notice that your body is starting to strain, or if you feel your knees are really pulling in towards the inside. You might need to lift up just a little bit, press the knees out and keep the knees aligned over the heels and bending in the direction your toes are pointing. Stay with your breath. Now bring your hands together in front of your heart and imagine your hands like the head of a snake. And like one of those snakes in the snake charmer baskets, begin to move your hands very gently, flowing side to side. Feel the snake stance. And then start to lift your snake up out of the basket as you begin to bring your arms up over your head, still dancing the head of the snake side to side, palms together. Keep breathing. And then very slowly begin to bring your hands back down, still in that snake dance. The snake coming back down into the basket in front of your heart. Pause there for a moment. Drop your hands down onto your thighs. Press your feet into the floor and draw the energy up from your feet to straighten your legs. Come back up to standing. Turn your toes in and then heel toe in until you can step your feet right underneath you. Shake everything out. If you turn sideways, turn back to face the front of your mat. Stand in mountain pose for a moment with your feet right under your hips. And then take an inhale and sweep your arms up over your head. Big reach. As you exhale, soften your knees, hinge from your hips, and take a swan dive down to release your upper body down over your thighs. Bring your hands to your shins, lift halfway up, and take a moment for all of that engagement, drawing the navel in and up, heart forward, ears moving away from the shoulders. Keep the knees soft. Exhale, release back into your fold. Bend your knees deeply, place your palms down under your shoulders, and step your feet back into downward facing dog. From down dog, take an inhale, and as you reach the top of that inhale, lift your heels. As you exhale, draw your navel towards your spine, and like you've got a sling holding your belly in place, float your body forward until your shoulders stack over your wrists and your body flattens from your shoulders all the way down to your heels, which are now pressing back behind you in plank pose. Keep your hands pressing down into the floor. Lift your shoulders out of your wrists and turn your elbow creases towards your thumbs just enough to bring the arm bones up onto the back of the ribs. Gaze slightly forward. Take another breath in, and as you exhale, if you do low planks, bend your elbows against your sides. Otherwise, join me in caterpillar, putting your knees down first, rocking onto the tops of your knees, and then bending your elbows. Keep your hips high, lead with your chest like you're doing a push-up. And then when you're hovering just above the floor, draw your heart through your arms. Put your hip points and your belly down on the floor and slowly lift your heart all the way up, round your shoulders back into cobra. As you exhale, release your chin or your forehead all the way down onto the mat. Pause here for a moment. Wiggle your hips a little bit, shake out your low back. If you didn't already, point your toes back and press the tops of your feet down. Now roll your inner thighs toward the ceiling so that your pinky toenails touch the floor. There's 5 toenails on the floor on each foot. Reach your tailbone back towards your heels and ease the points of your hips down into the floor. Hands under the shoulders, elbows in against the sides. Broaden your collarbone so the points of your shoulders reach out to your sides. And then keep your chin a little bit lower so the back of your neck stays long. As you take your next breath in, draw your heart through your arms again. Lift it up off the floor, peeling up. You might just lift the top of your heart. You may come all the way up, arms anywhere between very bent and straight. But if you straighten your arms and your pelvis comes off the floor, put a little more bend in. Keep the hip points pressing down. Lower your chin slightly so that your gaze is down toward the floor. Back of your neck is long and supported. So remember, we're supporting that cervical spine here too. Your low back is slightly compressed, but we're going to make a little space there. Reach your tailbone again back towards your heels. And on your next exhale, draw your navel in and up. And use that action to lift the heart from underneath. Like two hands, just press the whole heart space up towards your chin. The top of your sternum, that little divot at the base of your throat, lifts up under your chin. You don't have to lift your chin to get higher. You've instead just lengthened the whole front body. The core is engaged, shoulder blades slide down, crown of your head is reaching, tailbone's reaching back. Keep the tops of your feet pressing down, that little bit of internal rotation in the legs so that you have all 10 toenails still on the floor. Take a couple more breaths here. Feel the power in Bhujangasana and Cobra Pose. And on your next exhale, slowly lower yourself down until your chin or forehead comes back to the mat. Bend your elbows out to the sides. Stack your hands underneath your forehead and lay your forehead on your hands. Relax all the way down into your low back. Shake your hips from side to side, so letting go of whatever is holding on in the low back. You can release that a little bit more by bending your knees and making some windshield wipers with your shins from side to side, really rocking up into the hips. If you're doing those windshield wipers, bring them back to center, release your feet back down to the floor. Lift your head off of the back of your hands, extend your arms out so that you're making a letter T with your body, palms down on the floor. Give the earth a hug. And turn your head to the right so that you're looking out at your right fingers and resting on your left cheek or your left ear. Bend your right knee so that your right foot comes up off the floor over that knee. And then keeping the bend in your knee, lift your right thigh off the floor. Lift your right hip off the floor. And reach your leg across your back so that your toes reach towards where your left hand is. They're not going to get there. It's just a direction to reach. Your right shoulder might lift slightly, but keep the right hand pressing down so a twist happens in the middle of your back as the right shoulder moves toward the floor and the right hip moves across your body toward the left. Keep reaching through that right foot. Take two more breaths. And then unwind your twist. Flatten your shoulder. Bring your right knee back down to the floor and then release your right foot down. Pause for just a moment. Allow the spine to unwind. Now lift your head and turn it to the other side so that you're looking out towards your left fingers, resting on your right cheek or your right ear. Bend your left knee. Lift your left thigh up off the floor and reach your left leg across towards your right hand, keeping the knee bent, coming up off of the left hip. You'll feel that your left shoulder is going to start to lift. Keep pressing your left hand down into the floor, reaching out through the left hand to keep the shoulder down toward the floor. It doesn't have to be on it. Notice what you're feeling in your back, looking for that twist as you reach across. Keep your neck relaxed. Breathe into your twist. Now slowly begin to drop your left shoulder, bring your leg across, lower your knee down, and then lower your foot. Pause there for a moment. Take another round of breath. Turn your chin back toward the floor. Slide your hands in under your shoulders. Press your hands down and come up onto your hands and knees. Walk your hands towards your knees. Drop your hips to one side of your feet and swing your legs around. And roll yourself down onto your back. Drop your arms open to the sides, either all the way out in a T or in an inverted V, palms up. Make a few windshield wipers with your knees, both knees to one side, both to the other, going back and forth a few times just to settle the back into the floor, preparing for Savasana, our corpse pose, final relaxation. And as you get comfortable, everything releases. Bring the knees to stillness. Extend your legs out. Relax your feet. Allow them to splay open. Feel your shoulders melting back into the floor. Relax your neck. Sink your shoulder blades down. Relax your ribs, your arms, your low back. Sink the hips down into the floor. Relax the legs, the feet. Let your eyes close softly. Relax your breath. And draw your attention down into the belly, tapping into your inner fire, the vitality that you've awakened with your practice. Like all fire, our inner vital fire gives us energy and it also burns away anything that doesn't serve. Take this time to rest. Offering to the fire anything you're ready to let go of. This is where you shed your skin. And I'm going to leave you here to stay as long as you desire. And honoring the divine light in all beings of all species that connects us and makes us all one. Namaste.